The year-long tension over U.S. electronic spying on diplomats has created tangible strains in the U.S.-German relationship. The German government expelled the chief American intelligence official in Berlin on Thursday in response to the alleged discovery of a ham-handed double agent. The United States has called the move extreme.
The strength of our national security relationship with Germany is important to American national security. It's also important to the national security of the Germans. That's why we have this open dialogue with them on a variety of channels to resolve the situation.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest there on damage control duty. Germany's interior minister announced he would no longer rule out counter-espionage of the U.S. As the relationship between the U.S. and Germany becomes icier, we turn now to Suda David Wilp, senior transatlantic fellow of the German Marshall Fund of the United States. Suda joins us from Berlin. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, John.
Now, does Germany's sense of outrage over all this come with the message, we would never do anything like this, because the U.S. message is everybody does this, and this is sort of par for the course in electronic espionage these days?
I would agree. I'm actually very surprised by the naivete here in Germany. There is a sense of self-righteousness here, too, that I have picked up because you're right. I feel like countries that have national interests realize that spying is an essential tool to protect one's country. And you would think a country like Germany, 25 years after the fall of the wall, realizes that there are significant security challenges for Western democracies and that sometimes there is spying even among allies. But I think the Germans are also a bit miffed that the spying that has occurred has been almost a bit amateurish. The alleged double agent in the German intelligence service was sort of like a mailroom guy. I mean, he was sort of a mid-level person, and he gave documents over to the United States, allegedly, but really those documents had no value. And the Germans are like, why don't you just talk to us and perhaps we can give you that information? There was no need to sort of create a mole in our intelligence service.
Well, if you look at the record over the last few years, you've got Chelsea Manning, acquiring zillions of documents. You've got Ed Snowden over in Russia basically opening a national archive for national security documents. It's not as though the U.S. has much of a track record of maintaining its leak-proof national security apparatus, let alone whatever agents it might be using as double agents in Germany.
Exactly. And I mean, this also shows that the Germans need to beef up their own intelligence, because this also looks really bad on the part of Germany's security apparatus. There are news reports that say that this double agent in the defense ministry, he's probably been working for the Americans since 2010.
So the statement from the interior minister that Germany would no longer rule out counter-espionage of the U.S., are we to take that seriously, that actually there has been no counter-espionage of the U.S., or suddenly now they're going to flick some switch and the U.S. hasn't already figured out how to keep that from supplying information to the Germans?
That's a great question, because the Germans are sort of between a rock and a hard place. They need the United States as a partner for many things, including intelligence sharing. I mean, look, there has been no terrorist attack here in Germany, like there has been in other European cities, like in Madrid and London. And Chancellor Merkel, I think, sleeps better at night knowing that the BND, her intelligence service, works with U.S. intelligence services. And they also realized without the Americans, to build up a apparatus like the United States has would cost enormous amount of money and resources. And so this may be rhetoric right now, but it would take years for the Germans to come up with this so-called 360-degree outlook on intelligence, as the interior minister has commented.
Suda David Wilp is senior transatlantic fellow of the German Marshall Fund of the United States. Thanks so much, Suda.
Thanks, John.
Joining us now is Kai Biermann, who's an editor at the German newspaper Die Zeit Online. Kai, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for having me.
So naive, the Germans are really sort of kind of clueless about how espionage is done these days and a little jealous of the U.S. technology. What do you say to that?
Are we naive, really? Let me refer to some of the events that upset Germans the most, okay? First, you tapped the phone of Chancellor Angela Merkel. Seriously, why? Is she a known terrorist? Is she even a suspect? Is she plotting something? I don't think so. And many Germans think likewise. Merkel phone was a strong meme here. In the eyes of the NSA, no one is innocent.
But don't you have listening devices in hotel rooms and, you know, high security facilities in Germany just to make sure that you can sort of follow what's going on in diplomatic discussions?
I don't know. I think so. But we don't have such devices on any internet backbone here. I think we have quite a different understanding of surveillance, of state surveillance, than the U.S., maybe.
I guess I'm trying to understand the difference between the principle of we would never do this under any circumstances and the question of having a technological edge, which you did have during World War II, as I recall.
We see government surveillance as necessary just as you do, right? It has to be limited by law, controlled by the parliament and by courts, and then it's okay. But we have a problem with the idea of comprehensive surveillance. We have a problem with the concept that you have to save everything and to have to build a giant haystack to find one needle in there afterwards. And if you have a reasonable suspicion, you can watch the bad guy in every way you want, even in Germany. But you can't watch all the people all the time in the hope to find one bad guy. We have experienced what global surveillance can do to a society. You know, we have seen it in Nazi Germany and with the Stasi in the German Democratic Republic. Surveillance destroys trust and solidarity.
Would you compare the United States to the Stasi in East Germany?
Yeah, in some ways, yeah. The concept of I want to know all from all of you is nearly the same.
Is there any way to repair this relationship? What do you think should be done here?
You are one of our closest allies, right? We think of America as a friend, as a true friend, really. And you liberated us from the Nazis. But I think what we need now is a little more transparency, a little in this partnership, a little more trust. At the moment, when you call a member of the German parliament, one of the first sentences often is, you know that this conversation is tabbed, right? They don't trust their phones anymore. And in our democracy, it's a no-go to wiretap an MP. So trust us. Trust us that we find the bad guys on our own and ask us if you want to know anything about us, but then wiretap our phones.
Kai Biermann is an editor at the German newspaper Die Zeit Online. Kai, thank you so much.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.